it been since Sunday to kind of get acclimated before the full squad gets here?
Good, you know, get out here, get our feet up on us, get the blood flowing, get the feel for it before the veterans get out here. Felt great.
Has anybody, or have you spoke to anybody about like the quote unquote grind of camp and what to expect?
Not necessarily. But camp is always a grind, so you just got to come with that kind of mindset.
How are you with the heat? You know, it's going to get maybe triple digits out here.
I'm from Florida, so this heat ain't really nothing to me.
There's been a lot of hype about what you did during the off-season program, and, you know, like people are already talking, can this guy start? Can he come in and play right away? What do you think about those expectations? Do you have the, you know, kind of same expectations for yourself?
Well, I do have, you know, my personal goals and my personal expectations, but, you know, I'm just trying to get better. I won't look too far ahead. I mean, that's what training camp is for, like, to try to earn a spot on the roster and a starting job, and that's what I'm aiming for.
Have you tried to pick Michael Rivera's brain this offseason?
I try to learn a lot from him and Lee Smith, because they're the older guys and see things that they do, and little Nick. So I always have my eyes open watching them.
What's the biggest or the one piece of advice that maybe you take with you into camp that they've given you?
Just to stay healthy and stay consistent.
How does what you did in college translate to the pro game? What have you learned so far throughout the offseason and the first couple days up here?
You got to know your plays, and when your number's called, you got to make plays and be able to be there and be available.
Some of the guys said in recent days, some of the rookies said that this 3 days being here really helped them to get back in the playbook, get some more personal attention, mm-hmm. reps, and what was your experience in that?
I agree with them, you know, because we got away from it for like a month, so. You know, to get back out with the coaches and to actually go over some of the plays that we're going to be running, you know, was good for me and myself and also the young guys.
A lot of playing experience on the coaching staff. Have you noticed that they're able to teach you some of the things that they learned while they were playing?
Yeah, we got a lot of great coaches that have been in the league for a while and also actually played in the league. So,
your offensive coordinator was quite the quarterback at Oregon. You seeing some of that translate from his mind onto the field?
I say that. But I won't get into too much in the depth with that. But yeah.
How's the early chemistry with Derek Carr going? He obviously missed a lot of the offseason program, but just being out there with him, like how he throws, is that starting to get into some sync?
Yeah, I'll say he's back like he never left. You know, he goes out there with a lot of confidence, makes great throws. You don't really see him miss throws, so you can't really tell that he was missing.
Describe him as a leader in the locker room and in the huddle.
A great leader, man. He reaches out to everybody. You know, he try to make sure that everybody's doing the right thing and feeling good about themselves. So he's a great leader to me.
Can you talk a little about what the energy that this coaching staff brings?
Oh, man, I'll say it's great energy because, you know, everybody's able to be themselves and, you know, the coaches not so uptight. They're really happy to be out here and excited, so it's good energy.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, bud. Yep.